distress, neath Jehovah's dread frown. And low in the pit where my sins drag me down, I cry to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out. Upon the strong rock by his side, my steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, why here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown may be made. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock. Song, 'twas a new song of praise by day and by night. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who is rich. Wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad. To many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. Oh, he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today.
Let's sing that again.
Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song of praise. Hallelujah.
Let's clap it to him. Do I hear a glory tonight? A hallelujah! Amen! Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song of praise, hallelujah. Second verse. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown we gain.
One more time.
Hallelujah. Let's really sing it to him.
He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song of praise, hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Don't that just feel good? Amen. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. Amen. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He
praise. By day and by night, in sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Amen.
He brought me out of the
seated. This platform might not have enough room up here for me. I know there's not enough room out there for you. We're going to be like David. You think that's something? Just wait to the end of the message. Whoa! Praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you happy? Oh, as sons and daughters of God, it's revealed to us who we are. There is nothing greater. This is just a foretaste. This ain't even nothing compared to what it's going to be. Oh, my goodness. I love the Lord Jesus. I love this message. I love you. We're all going to spend eternity together. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome. Amen. Well, we are. We are. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I'd like to welcome everybody in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think we got quite a few visitors here today. How many visitors do we have? Guido and all your family, God bless you all. Welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus, all of you, and all of you that are here on the hookup. Glad to have you here. Where last Sunday, Jehovah himself thundered. Amen. He thundered. Amen. Through his mighty angel. And he called us, the Branham Tabernacle. Amen. He called you on the hookup, my bride. Amen. Woo! That's who he called us. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. You're talking about a red letter day. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got it, and we're going to have another one tonight. Amen. That's what's so wonderful. It's the inexhaustible fountain. Amen. That message, if we said every single time and to repeat it again, you don't have to worry about when you come to the Branham Tabernacle what you're going to hear. It's a red letter day. Because you're going to hear the seventh angel messenger bring you, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Don't get better than that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where would we be without that stored up food? Amen. Father knew. He knew all about it. Amen. And he knew tonight. That's what's so exciting. Amen. Is that he knew tonight. He knew we were going to be here. He knew what was going to be said. He knew the message we're going to hear. He knew about communion. Amen. He knew about the healings that are going to take place tonight. Amen. Great. What a day that we're living in. What's going to happen today to us? We're so glad today that God is revealing himself to us. Amen. And I believe the great day is just begin dawning. breaking. The lights are beginning to flash. The birds of paradise has begun to sing the saints' hearts. Amen. They know that it isn't long. Something is going to happen. Amen. It is happening. God is being incarnated in flesh in you. Amen. That's what's happening right here, right now. Now we are in claiming. Because of that, we can claim our inheritance. Amen. And our inheritance is to speak the word. Amen. That's what lies in you, church. The bride of Jesus Christ is to speak the word. Amen. It was that he was restoring all things. Praise the Lord. There's no more mystery who the bride is. The seals have been opened. Jesus, the only one that was worthy. He said he came forth and he took that book of redemption right out of his hand. Right out of God's hand, why he said he was sitting on the throne. And he says he claimed it and he said, it's mine. Oh, glory. But while that was going on in heaven, there was something else going on earth. Praise the Lord. God sent his seventh angel messenger to Sunset Mountain, where it thundered. And seven mighty angels caught that messenger up in a constellation and told him, go back to Jeffersonville because you're going to reveal the seven seals to my queen bride. Here we are. Broke back in 63. He's still revealing them. Amen. Because we're going to get more tonight than you ever have before. Amen. I don't care if you're just listening to them out in your car when you just drove up here. You're going to get more right now. Amen. Because the anointing of the Holy Spirit is here and he's here to reveal more to you. Amen. We're sitting together in heavenly places and the presence of Jehovah is here. Amen. Jesus ripped off the seals from the book, and when he did, it thundered. He said it thundered when he ripped him off. And then he sent that revelation down to his seventh church age messenger in his den room. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then that messenger came down to the Branham Tabernacle and he thundered. Oh, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He revealed it to a select group of people. Now there's no doubt who that select group of people is. It's us. We are that select group of people. Oh. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. No more doubt. May be seated. We know, and he's told us that we are perfectly and absolutely sinless before him. And without a doubt, we are his queen bride. And that everything that Adam lost belongs to us. Everything. Speak the word. We are the word bride. We didn't, when they come around and that you hear, you just seen the app that we put out, the life story, truly a man sent from God to the world. They came for the miracles. Thank the Lord for the miracles. We came for the word. It's the word that speaks to the bride. The word.
Pastor Neighborhood. You can be seated. Let's look at what else has been revealed to us. You know, God's pattern throughout the Bible, it never changes. See, they want to think that it changes or tell you that it changes. God doesn't change his program. He's always done. It's so simple. You should see the message because it's all the way through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. It's never changed. They want to change it, that it's something different, or now it's something new, or we're moving on. Nah, God's the same. Praise the Lord. According to the word, he told us that he was going to send us Malachi 4. Amen. He said he promised to send an Elijah to us. He said he would have that spirit of Elijah. That's what the word said. He said it was a chosen man. He said it wasn't a group. He said it was an individual. God never chooses a group. He said it's always one individual man. And he told us, I will do nothing. Amen. Nothing. Amen. He says, at all. That's conclusive, at all. That means zero. Zip, nothing. He won't do nothing till he shows it to that prophet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, my Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. He said, I will reveal it to him. Amen. That's who he's going to reveal it to. And I will reveal it to the voice of God for your day. So who is Malachi for our day? William Marion Branham. That's the voice of God to us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a message. You may be seated. But he warned us. Jesus said in the scripture, he said, be very careful. He said, in the end time, many false Christ will arise. He said, not Jesus's, he said, Christ. And he told us what Christ was. He said, anointed ones. That staggers me every time I hear that. Anointed. He said, with a true anointing. Amen. That's scary. He said it was a true, could be a true anointing. He says, just like it was with Jannes and Jambres, he says, that came up, and Dathan and Korah. He says, they bestowed. You're not the only holy one. He says that there's more than you. There's others to go. And it says, it'll say is, he's in the desert. Go out in the desert. Says he's in the secret chamber. Go out in the secret chamber. Oh, you got to go to this meeting and hear this one. He's got the, oh, you got to go to this meeting. You got to hear this one. Oh, there's five or six of them here. They're going to give you rapturing in faith. Stay with the word. Amen. Stay with the word. Don't believe it. Stay with this vindicated word. That's what perfects this bride. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. That word once again tells us, play the tapes. It's amazing. You know, sometimes people, you just read right over it, and it's just what Brother Branham tells us in the beginning of this whole series. God in simplicity. Simple. Look for big, and it's just God in simplicity. You want to hear it? What he has to say? But in the last day, at the sounding, praise the Lord. Revelations 10, 1 through 7 says, the mysteries of God would be finished in the last days at the sounding of the seventh angel. The seventh angel is still sounding. And we're going to be hearing it tonight. Amen. Malachi 4 said that he would send Elijah before the evil day come upon the earth, when he would burn it like a furnace. Amen? Amen. What is he going to do? And he. Amen. And he. and he will restore and bring back the children to the faith of the fathers. He will restore the things, all things. He will restore the faith. How can you restore all things and restore the faith unless you're listening to he? You got to press play. That's how you restore.
Amen.
So just remain standing, if you will. I want to get right into this word. What a message we're getting ready to hear. How wonderful. How simple is that quote? He tells us the last thing that he says. I'm going to send you Elijah, and he will. It doesn't say somebody else will. It doesn't say a group's going to or anybody else is going to. Brother Joseph ain't going to. He will restore. It's the voice of God to us. He's the one that will restore everything. He's the one that all the mysteries were revealed to. Him, no one else. To come on, well, this means this, and this means this, and this ties this in, and this means this here, and this is going to happen here. Cannon fodder. Stay with the word. Everything that we have to have. This messenger is to restore the faith. That's what he said, the faith. What faith?
Amen.
Rapturing faith. Amen. Ooh, thanks, Lord. The seven thunders of Revelation 10 will give the bride the rapturing in faith it has to have. And what did he tell us a thunder was? He said it was the voice of God. And what is the voice of God for our day? This message, this messenger, this voice. And it's going to give us rapturing in faith.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We're in his perfect will. There's nothing greater than to be in his perfect will. And we are. Because if there's anything to come, he's revealing new stuff all the time. So I said, you're going to be things revealed to you tonight. How many times have you, it's like, oh my goodness. I've never seen that before. And it's just crystal clear. I've read over it, and I've read over it. I've seen over it and everything. That's how God does. But you've got the revelation. That's what's so important. And he didn't choose you or pick you or give you that revelation to lose you. There's only one way you can have that revelation. You're a true son and daughter of God. Your names are on the Lamb's Book of Life. You've seen it there. Do you see it there? I see it plainer today than I've ever seen it before. It's like, Lord, it all belongs to me. When Satan comes after us, you ain't got a right. He done paid the price. He did it all for you, everything. He's already did it. He is the Lamb. And he's already grabbed the book of redemption saying it's mine. Now I'm coming for you, my redeemed, the one I paid the price for, the one that I did everything, whatever you have need of, speak it. You're the Word. You are me. You are God living in human flesh. You are the bride. You're my queen. Everything that's mine belongs to you. It's you. Claim it. Quit looking at yourself, what you are, your failures, everything that you do, they mean nothing. The blood is sitting there atoning for you. If you believe it, it's there. He's paid the price. He's done everything. So it's mine, Satan. Give it back. If somebody stole something from you, you would go grab it back. This is eternal life he's trying to take from you. It's mine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, aren't you happy for that tonight? Praise the name of the Lord. As we bow our heads, we just want to praise your name, Lord Jesus. We just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. Thank you for being here tonight, Lord Jesus. Wherever we go, you're right there with us. And now, even more than ever before, it's down deep in our heart, Lord Jesus. We're here to hear that word to give us rapturing in faith, because you revealed it to us, Lord, that this word, this message, is what's going to give us rapturing in faith. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we believe whatever we ask for, although we have the battles and up and down, Lord, let us quit looking at ourselves and look to you. Amen. You've done it all. It's ours. Amen. It's not, I hope so, I think so, I wish it would be. It's ours. Amen. You give it to us. You paid the price for us. You done did it. Now you got the book of redemption in your hand. And you're on your way to claim us. Amen. And you're going to come down, you're going to call my name. Joseph? Yes, yes, Lord. He's going to call your name. And then he's going to give us a new name. Amen. To be with you, Lord Jesus, is everything. To be in your presence, Lord, is wonderful.
Oh, in the presence of Jehovah. God Almighty, the Prince of Peace, troubles vanish.
Wonderful. They vanish, Lord Jesus.
Our hearts are mended.
Praise the name. Right there with you.
Oh,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, to be in your presence, to be right here with us, Lord.
Oh, Jehovah.
Lord, that's with us. Just thank you so much for redemption, Lord, and how you placed our names on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. How that in this end time, you sent your prophet, messenger, Lord. These seals being opened, Lord. And as I just so appreciated, Lord, what Brother Joseph was saying there is that he's calling our name. Lord, we're recognizing that we are on that book, just like John. And Lord, what a special red letter day it is today for the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ to be in your presence, to hear your voice, Lord. And when we hear that voice, Lord, we're at rest in you. There's no doubts, Lord. There's nothing, Lord, but pure, unadulterated word. Faith to believe it, faith to receive it, faith to walk in it. Lord, thank you, Lord, that everything that you have purchased for us is ours today. We thank you, Lord, for every redemptive blessing. We've seen you in operation, Lord, in this very end time, raising the dead, healing the sick when the doctors gave them no hope to live. Lord, how great thou art, Lord, that you've shown yourself and manifested yourself to us today. Lord, You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord. We love you with all our heart. We commit these requests to you, Lord, and every need that's upon the people's heart. And Lord, those that are listening by streaming this service, Lord, how proud you are of them, Lord, because we know we're in the center of your perfect will when we hear this message. And Lord, you placed it upon his heart. Lord, he's come down and said, this is how we're doing it. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for a prophet, Lord, that would be led by the Holy Spirit, Lord. And your bride around the world is united together, Lord, to follow that word, Lord, to come back into line with this message, with the very voice of God that's sent to restore them all things. What a blessed people we are in this end time. Lord, those that are streaming in, Lord, they're part of this around the world. Oh, Father, thank you so much to give us the eyes to see it, the ears to hear it, Lord, and to see that at this end time, Lord, you're gathering your bride together. Lord, she's coming together around the world. Lord, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Lord, bless and be with us now, Lord, in each part of the service, and anoint us especially today. Thank you for it, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. We commit it to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, the Prince of Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This time we'll have a couple of baby dedications. If you would bring your little one now, this time, as we sing, bring them in, bring them in. Amen.
Oh, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them. To Jesus.
William Zachary prayer.
William Zachary. Hello there, William. Well, hello there. What a jewel. Amen. William Zachary. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus. As I hold little William Zachary in my hand, Lord, a little love gift that you've given into this home, Lord. Father, how proud that they are, this little one that you give to them. And Father, what they want is the very best for him, Lord, and that's you, Lord. And Father, they've come up here today to bring him, Lord, to place him back into your hands for a life of service. And Lord, we just pray that you'll be with him, Lord, if there is a tomorrow, that this message, this word in the Lord Jesus will burn within inside of his heart.
Amen.
Bless the mother and father, Lord, as they keep this word alive in their home, Lord, and before him.
Yes.
Be with them, Lord. Encourage them, Lord.
Right, Lord.
And Father, may you bring them closer to you.
Yes.
And closer to this message, Lord Jesus. And Father, now we take little William and we place him into your hands for a life of service and a life of dedication.
Yes.
Bless and be with him, Lord. May your angels encamp around about him, Lord. Keep him from all harm, Lord.
Amen.
And may that day come, Lord, that you fill him with your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Grant it, Lord Jesus. We place him back into your hands.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask it. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Gadiel Kalinga.
Gadiel.
Gadiel.
Right.
See, I know French.
This is English.
Oh, that's...
It's a Bible bed.
He said it's English.
Gadiel.
Right, Gadiel.
Gadiel.
Right.
Little Gadiel. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, little Gadiel, Lord, a little token of love that you've given into this family. And Lord, obedience to your word that they've come forward, Lord, to place him into your hands, Lord. For they know this evil world that's out there that, Lord, he hasn't a chance. But Lord, when he's in your hands, then we know that all will be well, Lord. And so, Father, we take little Gadiel and we take him and we place him into your hands, Lord. Amen. May you watch after him. May you protect him. May you keep him, Lord Jesus. Amen, Lord. Father, bless the father and mother in their home, Lord. May it always be a place where that word is, Lord Jesus. Amen, Lord. And may they raise him up to love this word and may it burn deep within his heart, Lord Jesus. Yes. If there is a tomorrow, Lord, he is that tomorrow. And this word will still be true, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for all things.
Yes.
And Lord, now we take him and we place him into your hands for a life of service and dedication.
Yes.
We do it all in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What's the name?
Hattie Faith, Rebecca. Hattie Faith,
Hattie
Rebecca.
Faith. Say hello, Hattie Faith. Hello. Well, you checking me out. Yeah, look, see that? I got the touch. Little sweetheart. How do you say it again?
Hattie Faith.
Hattie Faith. Hattie Faith. Let us bow our heads.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Little Hattie Faith, Lord.
Amen.
Another little love gift, Lord, that you've brought into this world. That not many days ago was sitting in your presence, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you for her father and her mother.
Thank you.
They're stand upon this word, Lord.
Yes.
And they brought her here because they want the best for her, Lord. And that's to place her into your hands. And Lord Jesus, we just pray that your angels will encamp around about her, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Watch her, protect her,
Amen.
Keep her, Lord. Keep this word burning inside of her heart, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just bless and be with her. Bless and be with the family, Lord, and
yes.
all their children, Lord. And may they always, Lord, keep this message alive and burning in their hearts, Lord.
Amen.
Now we take little Hattie Faith, Lord, and we place her into your hands for a life of service and dedication, Lord. Bless and be with her, Lord. You watch out after her. You protect her, Lord. No matter where she goes, Lord,
Amen.
You'll be there with her.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord. For she's in your hands. We ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. What's the name?
Christeline Son, Exilienne Abraham.
I'm not going to try that one. But what's wonderful is the Lord Jesus knows that name.
Amen.
Because we believe by faith that name was written on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Praise
before the,
name.
The foundation of the world.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The
Let's
Lord.
Bow our heads.
Yes.
Gracious Lord, what a privilege and honor it is, Lord Jesus, to come before your throne, Lord, and hear another little love token that you've placed into this home, Lord. And Father, although I don't know how to pronounce his name, but we believe you know it, Lord.
Amen.
You knew it before there even was a world, Lord. And here the parents have come, Lord, to place him back into your hands for a life of service. Father, they want the very best for him, and you are the very best. You're the only thing, Lord.
Yes.
We just pray, Lord, that you'll bless and be with him, watch him, and keep him, Lord. May your angels always encamp around about him and the family, Lord. Keep this word alive, Lord Jesus. May it burn within their heart.
Yes.
May they always keep that word before him, Lord. Now, Father, we've bring him before you, Lord, to place him back into your hands, Lord. My hands are so unworthy, Lord, to represent yours, Lord, but I'm here doing it, Lord, in your stead.
Yes.
Father, we put him in your hands for a life of service and dedication.
Yes.
We ask it in that lovely name, that precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
so sweet to see them come up and be dedicated back to the Lord. How many's happy to be here tonight? How many's been blessed so far? Hey, man, I know my faith's been increased and I'm encouraged and I need to be reminded every day who I am. And I just am so thankful for how Brother Joseph always does that just so perfect. Amen. Amen. How many's happy to be a part of the family of God? Amen. Join heirs with Jesus. I'm so glad that I'm a part of this family. Amen. Well, I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. Oh, I've been washed in the fountain, been cleansed by His blood. We're joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family, the family of God. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. Oh, I've been washed in the fountain and cleansed by His blood. Oh, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. Oh, I'm a part of the family of God.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before You, Lord, and thanking You, Lord, for this opportunity to serve You this day. Come into Your house and hear, thus saith the Lord, one more time. Lord, it's so special to gather with the saints in the tabernacle, Lord. Lord, you just pray that you accept these tithes and offerings and just further support of Your work, Lord. And Lord, please accept our prayers and songs of worship, Lord. Lord Jesus, we love You. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for that prophet in Malachi 4:5. Lord, we thank You for Your plan of salvation, that shed blood at Calvary, Lord. We're so grateful and we love You so much. Bless us now in this service. Just be with Brother Joseph, Lord, we pray. And all that he does, just keep Your hand upon him and his family and his loved ones, Lord. Bless us now, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. Oh, I've been washed in the fountain, been cleansed by His blood. We're joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family, the family of God. And oh, I want to see Him, yes, look upon His face, and there to sing forever, yes, of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, yes, let me lift my voice, so cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see Him, yes, look upon His face, and there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, oh, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And as I journey through the land, oh, singing as I go, we're pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. And many arrows pierce my soul from without within. Oh, but my Lord leads me on, and through Him I must win. And oh, I want to see Him, yes, look upon His face, and there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, oh, service for my Lord. Dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to Him, for He will give me light. And Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead and leads whate'er betide. And oh, I want to see Him and look upon His face. Oh, there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, we lift my voice. Tears all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And when in valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, He's leading in the fight. And with a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, He's guiding me, and I can see as I onward go. And oh, I want to see Him look upon His face. Oh, there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, heavy with my voice. Oh, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And when before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, He does safely keep. And He's leading gently on through this world below, for He's a real friend to me, and oh, I love Him so. And oh, I want to see Him look upon His face. Oh, there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see Him look upon His face. Oh, there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Oh, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. And I am watching for the coming of the glad millennium day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch His waiting right away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch, and pray. For our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, our Lord, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no end to them. Jesus shall come back to earth again. Jesus coming back will be the answer to her sorrow and cry. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth and sea and sky. God shall take away all sickness and the suffering tears will dry. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no temptation to live. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Yes, the ransomed of the Lord shall come to Zion then with joy, and in all His holy mountain nothing hurts or shall destroy. Perfect peace shall reign in every heart and love without alloy. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Amen. Oh, our Lord coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no tempter to them. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. The sin and sorrow, pain and death of this dark world shall cease in a glorious reign with Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for that day of sweet release. For our Lord is coming back to earth again. Amen. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no tempter to them. After Jesus shall come back to earth. Let's clap it to Him. Amen. Hey, sentence, sorrow, pain, and death of this dark world shall cease in a glorious reign with Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is growing, crying for that day of sweet release. For our Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no chance to them. After Jesus shall come back one more time. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no chance to them. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's a reality. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, how I love Him. Truly, my prayer today is to be that sanctuary that He's filled all fiber, everything in me, everything is a, I want to be that true and living sanctuary for Him. As we sing that song and prepare to hear the message, I know that's all of our prayers too, is Lord, prepare me. Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
Seven, surely, surely. God will do nothing but he revealed his secrets unto his servants, the prophets and mystery seven. Our God, oh, is an awesome God. He
to sing it to him.
Only believe.
You may be seated. What another wonderful opportunity that we have to hear the voice of God, to be assembled together in heavenly places with the anointing of the Holy Spirit here, waiting to reveal to us more mysteries, more secrets, to give us rapturing in faith. Let us prepare ourselves. Lord, whatever we have need of, give it to us, Lord. Let us dedicate every fiber of our body to you. Let us be prepared to hear God's voice thunder to us. Amen.
Amen.
What a privilege to welcome back our pastor, God's prophet, Brother Branham. God bless you, Brother Branham.